Life Action Ministries presents Base Camp Adventures.
Well, this is the place.
Wow. This is it. Huh.
Yep, this is base camp.
Well, what do you think?
Looks about the same. Some minor changes here or there, but yeah. This was the place that changed my life as a kid.
So, are we gonna get out of the car?
I'm taking it in. Give me a minute.
Okay.
Okay, let's get out.
Okay.
So, here's the mess hall. Huh, that building next to it is new. But, oh, over here was the girls' cabin. They built it while I was here. And there's the flagpole where they hung Mr. Fuzzleface during the prank war.
Aw, I can just see little Molly Celestino, all sad in her cute little hat.
Whatever. You make fun, but I'll have you know I was adorable.
Hey, I believe you.
Excuse me, can I help you folks?
Oh, someone's behind us. Maybe it's the camp staff.
Probably, but I don't know. Piper?
Who? Molly? Well, it's mighty fine to see you. What's it been, like 15 years?
Yeah, something like that.
Hi, I'm Ethan.
Oh, I'm sorry. Piper, this is my husband, Ethan.
Piper, nice to meet you. Ethan...
Ethan Davis.
Ah, so Molly Davis. Has a nice ring to it. Wow, I can't believe you're here.
Well, what about you? This can't be a coincidence. Me randomly dropping by and you happen to be here?
Well, I kinda never left. I'm full-time staff now. In fact, my husband and I run the camp now.
Really? That's great. Are Mountain Man Jack and Joe still around? And Sue?
Come on in. Let's go inside. I'll tell you about it.
Wow, the mess hall sure has changed.
Yeah, we've done a couple renovations over the years.
Is that Albert?
Where?
That picture on the fridge.
Oh yeah, that's his Christmas card. His company's opening a branch on the Lunar Colony. He took that picture in the Sea of Tranquility.
Wow.
So what brings y'all out this way?
We were driving through this part of the country on our way to visit some of Ethan's family, and I've talked about base camp for years, and he said he'd like to stop by and see it for himself.
Well, we're mighty glad you're here.
So, you were going to tell us about the mountain men?
Just a sec, I messaged my husband. He'll be here in a sec. He'll want to see you too.
What? Really? Who's your husband?
Molly!
Terrence?
You've been gone a long time, Molly.
How long have you guys been married?
7 years?
7 years.
Okay, so forget the mountain men. Tell me this story. How did this happen?
Well, the two stories kind of go together.
Great. Start from the beginning.
Okay, so I think I was 19 and Piper was 18. We had both gotten jobs here. Oh, and Jilly had too. You remember Jilly?
I could never forget her.
Yeah, I thought so. Anyway... We were all working here, and I was planning to go to college eventually, but I never
did. Terrebear, stay on topic.
Right. Okay. Anyway, yeah. So, I was 19, and I remember because Mountain Man Jack was chopping wood.
This is my father's world. And nature can't remember the words. This is my father's world.
Oh! Ow! Oh, my back. Oh, that smarts. Oh boy, that don't feel right. Ouch.
Almost done.
Getting so you can't hack it, old man?
Hey. You're only a few years younger than me. You ain't got no business calling me old.
You're both old. I'm old.
You ain't old.
You ain't old.
Fine, okay. I'm not as old as the two of you. But Jack, you are getting a little too old to be swinging that axe like you're 30.
Well, what do you suggest? Can't make a campfire without firewood.
No, but you have some younger staff now who can get the firewood for you.
I guess.
Look, not to beat a dead horse, but you both aren't getting any younger. You might want to start thinking about your future.
Hey, I know where I'm headed.
Well, this is for Jack, then. You might want to start thinking about your future and the future of the camp.
Hey, Piper, what you doing?
Waiting for Terrence. We're going to go set up the ropes course for the kids.
Oh, well, that sounds fun. Funny, shouldn't you guys just meet at the ropes course?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Seems kind of strange meeting Terrence here so you can walk over to the ropes course together. I mean, I know I've never made special plans to walk with someone unless...
I don't like your tone.
You love Terrence!
Jillian, shush your mouth!
Why are we whispering if it isn't true?
You are a terrible person.
I have yet to hear denial.
Hey, guys.
Ah! Oh, hi, Terrence.
What were you guys talking about?
Nothing. That is to say, nothing that we would like to share with you right now.
I like sharing.
To a fault. Some would say.
Anyway, are you ready to go set things up?
Yep, sure am.
I'll come too.
Great. All I'm saying is it's about time we stepped up the safety requirements around here.
I don't know if it was the requirements as much as the people ignoring the requirements. I'm glad Mountman Jack brought on Ranger Sue years ago to help out. An extra set of eyes was always good. That was a good start.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
We're aware. Still, even with Sue, we almost went off the side of the mountain on that bus that one time.
Well, that was an accident. It could have happened to anyone.
And I fell off my rope while we were climbing Phil Deadman's cliff.
Technically, that was your fault.
Okay, yeah, but we should have had an adult at the bottom checking our gear.
Don't forget, we almost burned down the mess hall. And there was that time JJ set the woods on fire.
That was Mountain Man Joe.
Oh.
The important thing is we, and the camp, are getting better and more experienced all the time.
True, and you're right, most of the stuff was our fault. I guess I was pretty prone to mischief.
Yeah, pretty.
You, gonna finish that sentence there, Terrence?
I mean pretty, accident prone and excitable too.
Thanks?
But that's kind of why I always, you know, liked you. Well, I gotta go.
What? Wait, Terrence!
Wow, that was the greatest thing I have ever seen. Piper, you are so red.
I am not. Avert your eyes, Jillian. Great story tonight, Mountain Man Jack.
Really? You've heard that one about 100 times.
Nah, I like pirates.
Fair enough. Hey, I want to thank y'all for working here and investing in the younger generation. What with Sue going off to minister in Africa, I really appreciate the extra hands.
No problem. You know I love it here.
It's been a while since we had a heart-to-heart. Got any, plans for the future?
Not sure. I'm praying about it.
That'll preach.
Hey, Joe.
Hey there, Terrence. Be with you in a sec. And... okay. Hi.
Another paper for seminary?
Yep. A lot of work, but it'll be worth it. So, what's going on? Irvin giving you more trouble?
No, I think he's coming around. He reminds me a little of...
his sister?
Well, I was gonna say a young JJ.
Whoa. That bad, huh?
Okay, maybe not that bad. Anyway, no. I actually wanted to talk to you about Irving's sister.
Ah, Fair Piper. What's going on now?
Well, I kind of officially, unofficially spilled the beans on how I feel about her.
Well, that's good, right?
I don't know. I'm kind of wigging out.
Terrence, you've been waiting to do this for a long time. You done everything right. Y'all are godly young adults. You're at that age where you could be thinking about marriage. I don't see what the problem is.
But what if... what if she doesn't feel the same way?
Please, I seen y'all together. She's crazy about you.
What? Are you sure?
Well, I'm not sure.
Wow, thanks.
Are you okay?
I I think I'm too scared to talk to her.
Oh, no, you don't. You ain't chickening out now.
But...
Boy, it's Piper. You're great friends. Just go talk to her.
But...
No buts!
And then I threw up all over the inside of the flight simulator.
Ugh, as mean as this sounds, I am glad I wasn't there with you.
Okay, Tanis, you can do this. Be brave, like Joe. He doesn't get scared, and if he does, he doesn't let it get to him. Why? Because he knows that the Lord is with him, right beside him, and the Lord's with me too. Please, Jesus, give me the courage I need for this, and thank you for Mount Me and Joe setting an example to inspire me. Hey, Piper.
Oh, hi, Terrence.
Listen, could I get your help with something?
Oh, sure. What is it?
Something me, Mount Man, Joe were talking about earlier. I'd like to get, your opinion.
Bye, Piper.
Okay, so what are we doing?
We are walking far enough away from everyone so that we can talk about the ropes course.
Oh, this is an errand from Mountain Man Joe?
Sorta.
Okay.
I'll explain in a minute.
Can't wait!
So, at the ropes course, I said a thing.
Did you?
Yes.
Because I'm not sure I caught it. Or maybe I misunderstood. I remember you said something really quick and then running away.
Yeah.
And you ran fast.
Well, I'll, just say it again.
Okay.
I like you.
Cool. I guess I like you too.
You do?
Yeah, for a long time, actually.
Cool. Me too.
Really?
Yeah. I think you're pretty.
Oh, well, I mean, thank you. Thank you. I think you're, I also, and thanks.
So, I was wondering, since we both feel this way, would you, want to be boyfriend and girlfriend?
I would like that. I would like that very much. To be your girlfriend, yes.
Cool. Cool.
This is so weird.
Yeah, but fun too.
Yeah, fun. Aw. Well, it wasn't all smooth sailing. A couple years later...
So you're not planning to go to college?
I don't think so, no.
But why? Everyone knows you need a degree to succeed.
Well, I've been praying about it for a long time, and I think God is calling me to stay here.
Here? At base camp?
Yeah.
And do what?
I don't know exactly.
I mean, this place is amazing, but is this what you want to do with the rest of your life?
Terrence, this is where I met Jesus. He used this place to change my life, to change me into a whole different person. And I know that doesn't mean I'm obligated to stay here, but I want to stay to help other kids meet Jesus like I did. Plus, I'm really passionate about tents. Other than that, I don't have specifics.
Well, what if I want to go to college?
Do you?
I mean, yeah. At least that's always been the plan.
Have you prayed about it?
Not a ton.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'd be willing to try and stay together as a couple long distance.
I mean, me too. But it'll just be really hard. And that's at least 4 years.
So, what? You think we should break up?
No. At least... No, that's not what I want. I want you to come with me, and we'll go to college together.
Terrence, you know I love you, but I've got to follow where God is leading me, and I'm sorry.
Whew. It's coming down out there. Wetter than salmon on a surfboard.
Yeah.
You okay, Piper?
Not really.
What's going on?
I think Terrence and I just broke up.
Oh, no. What happened?
He wants to go off to college together, but I feel led to stay here.
You do?
Yeah, like, long term.
Really?
Yeah, I've been praying about it a lot, and I think it's what God wants me to do. Sorry, I was gonna tell you... Or I was gonna ask you if that would be okay with you. And I know if the choice is between God's will and anything else, I need to choose God, even if it hurts. You taught me that. You taught me that not just with your stories, but how you live your life. You're basically a dad to me. And all these years, even when things have gotten tough, following Jesus, you never quit. But it's just, I love him, Mountain Man Jack.
Hey, come here. Look, I know a scripture you've heard 1,000 times. Probably isn't what you want to hear in a time like this, but I'm going to say it anyway. You know me. Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose." Now, I truly believe that, whether or not you and Terrence work it out between y'all. God'll work it for your good, Piper.
I know that.
And hey, I might just have something that'll confirm what God's been telling you.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. See, I've been praying about some things too for a while now. About the future of the camp and all. And well, with Joe going off to be a preacher, and me getting up there in years. Piper?
Yes?
I want to give you base camp.
What? Hold up there a second.
Hey, Piper.
Terrence? What are you doing here? I thought classes started already.
They have. I'm not going.
What? Why?
The past couple months since we parted ways, I've been praying and praying, asking God what to do. And I came to realize that I was going to college just because that's what I had always planned on doing. I had never really stopped and asked God what he wanted for my future. He reminded me that he needs to come first, in everything, even if it's in something I thought I had already figured out. God showed me that I need to stay here too.
What?
So, as pastor of Mountainside Chapel, by the power vested in me by the Lord and by the state of... Whoops! Sorry about that. I now pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss the bride. Ladies and gentlemen, I now present to you for the first time Mr. and Mrs. Terrence and Piper Connolly.
Watch out for Jack and Sue. They might get you wet with all the tears.
I thought you said you weren't gonna cry.
I never said anything of the kind. You knew I'd be a mess.
Morning, Jack.
Morning, Piper. How'd the camp out go last night with the boys?
From what Terrence told me over the phone, smoother than butter on a biscuit.
Didn't lose the canoes?
Not this time.
Good. The two of y'all have done a fine job running the camp these past couple years. I sure am proud of you. I hear tell kids have been coming to know the Lord left and right these past few weeks.
Well, we can't take much credit for that. God's been moving. And besides, everything we know about ministering here, we learned from you. And Joe, and Sue.
Y'all have brought some of your own ideas, and the Lord's used them. I couldn't have put the camp in better hands. I'm gonna miss y'all.
What was that?
I said, I'm gonna miss y'all.
Are you going somewhere?
I got a feeling that maybe I am.
A feeling?
It could be nothing. You go ahead and finish your rounds.
Okay, but we're not done talking about this.
See ya, Piper.
Yeah, see you at lunch. Oh, hey, did you... Jack? Mountain Man Jack? Where'd he go? And that was the last time I saw him.
What? You're kidding.
Nope. Could have sworn I saw a faint blue glow as I turned around. Which could mean...
Could mean what?
Never mind. I was just thinking to myself. Anyway, yeah, he was gone. But we've carried on without him. Tried to make him proud.
And I think he would be. Not because of any of the stuff we added to the camp, or the new things we've tried, but because we've stayed faithful to God and his word.
Amen.
Told you this place was awesome.
Molly's told me so much about base camp and how much it's impacted her.
I don't know if I told you this, Piper, but after I left base camp, I had some trouble in my teenage years.
No, you didn't tell me that.
Yeah, I got involved in some bad stuff. Things I knew from what I learned here, that God wouldn't be pleased with. I was kind of stuck in that spot for years. I didn't know if I could get out of the new bad habits I made, or if I could get right with God. But then I remembered you.
Me?
Yeah, you were always making mistakes at base camp.
Ha! My legacy continues.
No. What I mean is, when you did make mistakes, or when you did fall into sin, you were always willing to admit your wrongs, even if it was hard or embarrassing, and you always sought God and asked Him to help you repent and do better.
Well, I couldn't do that by myself. That was the Holy Spirit giving me the power to do it.
I know, and I remember when you came to Jesus, and how that's when your life started changing, and when you were able to change. I remember all that, and I said to myself, if Piper could do it, so could I.
Wow.
Jesus used you in my life, Piper. Your experiences and your examples here in base camp brought me back to God.
That's so great, Molly.
I mean, truly, you guys in this camp have had such a big influence on our family, even if you haven't realized it. Your Christ-like examples as kids impacted Molly. And now that she's married into my family, her testimony is impacting my family members.
Wow. I don't know what to say.
Just praise God. Just by living out how He wants us to live, He uses us to impact the world. From what you've told me, Mountain Man Jack sought God first in his life, which impacted you to seek God first, which impacted Terrence, which ultimately ended up getting the two of you married. All the while, you impacted our family without even knowing it.
So cool.
Well, it's almost time for dinner. You're welcome to stay. We're having Sloppy Joes.
Those are my favorite.
And after that, it's a campfire story.
Which one?
The Good Prince.
Oh man, Ethan, bring some tissues.
Okay.
Oh yeah, and at dinner you can meet our toddlers, Jack and Claire.
What?
What an amazing look into the future of our base camp characters. We got to see how the godly lives of Mountain Man Jack and the other base camp leaders impacted the kids, and then they impacted others when they grew up. Proverbs 13:22 says, "A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children." For a follower of Christ, the best inheritance we can leave those who come after us is setting an example of a faithful and obedient life to God and His Word. Do you think about what your life is showing to those around you? When they look at your words and actions, do they see a Christ-like example? If not, what do you need to do to change that? I know Terrence, Piper, Molly, and all the others who have had their lives changed by Jesus will continue to follow Him and lead the way for many more to follow in their footsteps. I'm Megan. I hope you enjoyed the show. Legacies was written and directed by Evan David. Sound design was provided by Carter Warren and Trevor Jones. Our vocal talent included Laurel Avery, Evan David, Christy Fredericks, Matt Fredericks, Melissa Hankins, Ben Howard, Crystal Loving, Samuel Loving, and Anna Nelson. Aaron Paulus was our executive producer. For more fun from the world of Basecamp, ask a parent and check out our website at lifeaction.org/basecamp, where you can find free coloring pages, additional audio dramas, and more. Basecamp Adventures is a presentation of Life Action.